or rural development 401.
Sorry.
Okay. Hi. Is it recording? I had trouble with it the other day. Oh,
red light. Hi, my name is Jamie Spires.
From Kodiak.
Okay, so what I'm interested in is plants and healing. So we'll start out with asking you a question about if you know any types of plants that are used in traditional healing from where you're from.
I don't believe that you know that. We started last spring when we went to the camp. Somebody gave me rotten to the dark and we started with that.
So she was teaching you?
Yeah.
Do you remember what was put in that ointment?
No.
No? And so that plant grew up on the mountain?
Yeah, in the rock.
Do you know of any other types of healing besides use of plants?
No. I know there's one lady in Korea. She's got a heart problem. She can have dramatic fever. She's a good cure.
Thank you.
And she used to pick it up. She never saw.
Did she ever, did you ever get treated by her?
Not that good.
Okay. Do you know why they would suck out the blood? Is there a reason?
What would suck the blood out? What would suck the blood out?
Yeah, it's a kind of horn like.
Person would do that, and then they would spit the blood out. How old were you when you saw that?
Nine.
Did they? Were you scared? Like, did they explain it to you, or did you just...
Well, I knew about it.
You knew?
Were you in Old Harbor when they... When
no,
you saw?
Do you remember who was doing that? Was it your grandparents or anybody in your family? You were talking about people coming and teaching others about the plants to use. Do they do that regularly, like once a year? Is it a program?
No,
I okay. Yeah.
Is this the cultural thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, is Robbie, is she older?
Yeah.
I'm looking.
No, she's from Old State, but I don't know how she is. Okay, I don't know.
And she was, works with the elders to identify?
Yeah.
What was her name?
Robbie. I don't know how that.
Do you know where she is from?
Mm-hmm. plan.
Okay, so we also talked about fishing the other day, and I was wondering where you learned your skills for fishing.
From my dad.
I was wondering if there was shamans in your area when you were growing up.
Huh?
Shamans? Was there shamans in your area? A medicine man to help?
I don't know.
How old were you when you started fishing with your father? So you just came to awareness you were fishing in the boat. So how did you father teach you how to manage the water?
Yeah, you talked about being pretty hard on your son, or he thought you were being really hard on him. Could you talk some more about that?
Well, I took him on fishing when he was 6 years old. And I pushed him. I never felt sorry for him.
Yeah.
Thomas Long out there. Oh, there's Bruno Shelley. Like nothing.
Yeah, I wanted to know more about the women in fishing. Can you remember how you taught your daughter? Was it different than how you taught your son? Same way?
What is broken? Bones are just broken.
The axons go.
Did your mom ever fish?
No. She was, I was pretty young. But she was, she used to be in a can.
Do you have any aunts and uncles?
They're all gone.
Okay.
I have one cousin who's pretty close to me now. He's 9 or so. She was always my dad's brother's daughter. The one that took me in after my dad died was Pearl Harbor. Her name was Ella. And she drowned. Having fun, man. And that night, he went to Hulk Hogan's car. around that whole house. Look at night, northeast. Well, we can extinguish the channel. We hit the bluff and turn the skip over. Next day, get it home. Come back to that boat, tap mat, light, and then we'll have the boat gone.
Does she have a song for you?
I know that a lot of Native cultures have a special significance with the raven, and I was kind of wondering if the place where you come from has something similar.
People are don't know, but it took about 10 million years old.
Thank you.
Growing up down here, scarily, I was complaining about the
I was wondering, I talked to you about an interview, about, and at the end you were saying something about little people.
Oh, yeah. And my dad used to see a lot of them. There's a certain time of year, you know, she after Christmas, you have a masquerade time. And there's a Christian kind of holiday they call Christina. I had a friend down by the road, and I was trying to walk him home. They're going to have church at 10 o'clock at night. And the dad was in the porch. He told me, did you see them little people? No. He said, little people was coming up right at him. And then, there was a little boy, the whole house was.
Have you ever talked to them or
just
I was wondering what was the advice that your dad said to you that helped you to be strong? Thank you.
physically. I don't know if somebody did trick or not. But I sure can't believe it, but I saw nothing else. But they used to have these runaway people like the crew. They see a lot. They used to see a lot of them. And he said, you can't kill them with a regular bullet. You have to have certain brass to let you cross on. Should you fire, you can fire. You have to shoot natural power. And they say that there were them people that ran away and they turned wild. They could get power.
I was wondering about, you said that your dad always hunted for bear. Was there any time that your dad was ever almost attacked by a bear or anything?
No. Before we had to go all the way up for a mountain to go there, because there was no regiment to smell anything. That you've got to figure out which way the wind is going before. Because the bear won't smell us. The wind is blowing good, clear, and the bear won't look up.
How old were you when you saw that?
To me, it's kind of hard to believe.
Have you seen one soon?
Huh?
Have you seen another one?
My daughter saw. Recently, not too long ago, actually, this one guy, his son, took a while to grow up and was outside. Jumped across the stream really quick and it disappeared. And he told his son not to tell nobody, but nobody will believe me. I talked to him. My daughter talked to him because he didn't believe me. I talked to him about the unself. That was what I was talking about.
For sure bad? Is there any stories about them being nice at all?
We don't know about
them. Yeah.
So Christina Knight?
What?
So Christina Knight you were talking about, that's on January 18th? 19? What did that mean? Christina Knight. What do you guys have to do?
Not the church kind of hurt. I don't know why it came across. Just scared of time. Just kind of get, like the masquerade. I'm just trying to get that way.
I had a question about You said you said you talked to Nina in Olympic? Is there much other people or much friends or relatives that you can talk to in Korea? Your language?
I could talk to
them. Yeah, is there friends you visit with in Olympic, or is it just limited to Nina?
Like when you come from Old Harbor, they call me. They come to me. And they talk to them. They go to Old Harbor. There's more people in Old Harbor than any other village.
I was just wondering about what time of the year that woman came and got you guys about like herbal medicine and stuff. But when was that? What time of the year?
A cultural camp.
Southern. A lot of people come from.
Just very quickly, because we've got to sort of wrap up here. You mentioned something. Did I hear right when you said that in the banya, this lady used potatoes? Is it potatoes? How did she cut it up, or how did she use it?
She cut it up
and put it on the feet while they were having a sauna.
And they spent a lot of time to sit on the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
Back when they had the potatoes put in it, and they gave them up to the pavement.
Banya steamed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two banya can make the camp. One for a wooden month every month.
Mm-hmm.
If we get it.
Thank you.